KSRN News, I'm John Scott. The Trump administration has secured the release of an American who had been jailed in Russia for more than 3 years. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
American teacher Mark Fogel was released by Russia and left the country accompanied by President Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff. The White House National Security Advisor said the U.S. and Russia negotiated an exchange, but did not say if the U.S. released anybody in return. Fogel was arrested in August 2021 and was serving a 14-year prison term. His family and supporters said he was traveling with medically prescribed marijuana. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A storm system is bearing down on the mid-Atlantic states, covering roads with snow and ice and leading to school closures and worries about possible power outages. Travel became treacherous with several accidents reported along some snow-slickened roads in southern West Virginia. In Virginia, Governor Glenn Youngkin declaring a state of emergency. A separate storm system set to drop heavy snow Wednesday from Kansas and Missouri to the Great Lakes. Also at SRNNews.com, the Justice Department orders federal prosecutors to drop charges against New York Mayor Eric Adams.
Acting Deputy Attorney General Emil Bove told prosecutors in New York that they were directed to dismiss the bribery charges against Adams immediately. Bove said the order was not based on the strength of evidence in the case, but rather because it had been brought too close to Adams' reelection campaign and was distracting from the mayor's efforts to assist the Trump administration's law and order priorities. Julie Walker, New York.
On Wall Street, the Dow had 151 points, and the NASDAQ is 48 points in the red. This is SRN News. No more DEI at the Naval Academy.
Vice Admiral Yvette Davids, who runs the school, has informed the staff that all, quote, diversity, equity, and inclusion offices and all DEI-related contracts will be closed and ended in accordance with President Trump's executive orders. The federal government has been moving quickly to comply with the president's order to banish the left-wing program, which was used to promote the LGBT agenda, amongst other things. The Naval Academy is also dropping all pronouns except he and she. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Michigan State Representative Lori Pahusky says she has undergone surgery to remove her reproductive organs out of concern about contraception access. The 36-year-old Democrat says the decision was finalized by President Trump's reelection. Physicians have reported a rise in the number of Democratic women who have been seeking permanent sterilizations after the November election. This is SRN News. A $4 billion settlement resulting from a catastrophic Maui wildfire remains on track after a Hawaii Supreme Court ruling.
The court says insurance companies cannot bring their own legal actions against those blamed for the deadliest wildfire in the U.S. in more than 100 years. Other steps still remain to finalize the deal between thousands of people who filed lawsuits and various defendants, including Hawaiian Electric Company. The massive inferno decimated the historic town of Lahaina, killing more than 100 people, destroying thousands of properties, and causing an estimated $5.5 billion in damage. Rich Thomason reporting.
Philadelphia officials expecting 1 million people in the city Friday for a parade honoring the Philadelphia Eagles after their Super Bowl win. The team plans to descend the rocky steps of the Philadelphia Museum of Art at around 2 p.m. for a 75-minute ceremony. More on these stories at srnnews.com.